Blog Talk Radio.
Here's some of the things I'm gonna rubble over y'all body. Gotta fire with the back, y'all. Really old pickles, some chutney. Boil in the bag rice, that's nice. A Cornish pasty.
It wants a tiny, tiny winky.
Winky.
Doesn't want to be your friend.
No, no.
Cause his winky's so small.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Motherfuckers, it's hump day. We're back alive. It's Wednesday. You're here on the Swanson Show with Justin. My co-host Dusty, what's up, man? What are you doing tonight?
Not much, man. Kind of relaxing. What are you doing?
Same thing, pretty much. Same thing I do every night. Get ready for this.
I thought you were going to say take over the world.
I'm trying to do that, but I need a bigger army. Let's get some more listeners here.
Yeah.
Build an army. Well, we made it, guys. It's Wednesday. Two more days, week is over. Thank fucking God.
Not for me.
Yeah, not for you. What, you got both Saturday and Sunday or what?
Yeah.
Nice. I'll give you a fucking good check.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What are you
man.
Doing? It 2 weeks in a row?
I'm doing it all month. I don't have a day off at all this month. All of October.
Jeez. Keep your insurance check and a lot of that extra money. You can go buy another car so you have at least two cars, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Keep that insurance money of $1,100. Then, like, after
yeah.
a month of this shit, you can add even $600-$700 and go find a nice car for $1,600. Use a Cavalier for an everyday driver just back and forth to work and have, like, some four-wheel drive or something, even, like, a Subaru or some shit you can get for fairly cheap.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that four-wheel drive
know,
shit works for the snow.
Saturday, it's going to be nice. Saturdays are overtime, and Sundays will be double time.
It'd be double, yep. You make a fucking good checks, man, like a little over 1,000.
Oh, no, way more than that.
For 2 weeks? Well, I guess 2 days, yeah, that's true with both days.
Yeah.
2 days of half and then 2 days of, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit, just fucking one check, you'd have enough to just go buy another car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you have like $1,300, $1,400. You can go find yourself something nice, plus $1,100 from the check. Fuck, you can find a nice little truck for that price or a Jeep or something.
Easily.
Shit,
and we get paid three times next month.
Mm-hmm. True. That's very true. Very true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'd be trying to do if I were you. It's like Cavalier. I mean, you put a lot of money into it. It seems like it's running good, but you don't want that bill later on if something fucks up right now. You got the opportunity to put another $1,200, grab another car or something, you know. I would take the opportunity now it's there. Could be year down the road you're kicking yourself in your ass because the transmission went out or you blew a rod or, you know, your motor's toast. Fuck.
Yeah. don't want
that. Damn it, when I had all that money, I should have bought an extra car. $1,200
bucks,
so we can find you a nice one.
Yeah, because I need to buy a car. If not, I'm going to end up blowing all my money on hookers and cocaine.
Sounds like a crazy Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't beat them like you did last time.
Come on, man. I'll try to be like Charlie Sheen. It's to work for him, so I thought it'd be all right.
You didn't lock her in the closet, did you?
I tried, but she escaped.
Fucking dumbass. Call in, guys. 646-564-9946. Call in live.
I want my phone call.
What do you want?
I just want my phone call.
That's always a great one.
Okay.
Here, I got a message from us.
You there! Who the fuck are you?
I'm an artlert, sir!
Why the fuck are you here, cadet?
To contribute to mankind's victory, sir!
That's bullshit! Look at you! I know you play with dolls!
Well, yes, but only for role-play and revenge fantasies!
Shut up, fuck nugget, Tan Hunt!
Fuck nugget.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of SARS, you see what Russia's doing with ISIS, man. Bombing the shit out of them. I was fucking glad to see that today, this morning.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I was like, finally, somebody's going to do something about those crazy fucks over there. The U.S. ain't going to. Why? We fund them. We created them. Our government created it, believe it or not, people, but they did. Why didn't we go and stop them? And now U.S. today, tonight, I was watching the news, and they're throwing, the U.S. is throwing a big fit. Oh, Russia's stirring up a bunch of stuff, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, why? Because they're ruining your guys' plan to take over Syria and shit? Everybody fucking knows. ISIL was created by the U.S. I think everybody pretty much knows that by now. So I don't know. And they're bitching. I'm thinking, well, you know what? Obama's been saying for months now, oh, they're a problem. We're going to take care of it. They're a problem. He hasn't done a goddamn thing, has he?
Fuck no.
He hasn't touched anything. Hasn't even given it an effort. Why? Because we fund them. We fund them to take over Syria, man. That's exactly why. And now this shit's starting out. Fucking Barack this morning was shitting his pants, probably. Because I guess there's an embassy somewhere in the Middle East. I forget what the news said exactly. But a Russian guy went there and just let the embassy know, hey, sorry, but Russia's going to start attacking today. That's how the president found out over a message from over there. That's how we found out. Somebody just went to the embassy and said, sorry, Russia, we're going to start attacking today. They probably crapped their pants up. I was like, oh, fuck. We funded them. You know how much money we got tied up in them? And now the fucking Russians are going to start bombing. Good. You know what, Putin? Thank you, man. You got some fucking balls. Fuck Obama. Fuck you, you motherfucker. You're a piece of shit. You got no balls. You got a vagina. Your wife, it seems like, has all the fucking balls. Man, but she looks like a man. She looks like fucking... she looks like Caitlyn Jenner almost, but in blackface.
But black, yeah, blackface.
But Caitlyn Jenner in blackface, it looked like Michelle Obama. Shut the... I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, what did you think about hearing about that today?
I haven't heard too much about it, but I don't know. Fucking, I'm glad. You know, somebody needs to take care of these motherfuckers. And if Obama's not going to do it, good. Let Russia fucking destroy them.
Yeah, now the United States is throwing a fit. Well, you know what? It's saving us money. So why are you guys going to throw a fit? If they want to go clean it up, let them go clean it up. Why not? But why is it pissing off the U.S.? Why is it pissing us off that they're doing that? Hey, thank them. I mean, or do you get your money tied up in their bullshit and their funding? Is that why
you're
pissed off? Exactly why. Exactly.
Because they're probably freaking out. They're like, oh, fuck, it's going to retaliate on us because we're helping ISIS. We can't go fight against Russia because that's going to make us look like the bad guy. So we're fucked, and now ISIS can be pissed at us. It's probably what Obama's thinking.
I'm just thinking, fuck, what am I going to do? You know, I'm funding these motherfuckers. What are we going to do now? But you know what? I'm glad. Somebody had the balls to fucking do it. Nobody else was going to touch it, I don't think. Which is really weird. But other countries, they, you know, it didn't seem, well, Canada, they usually don't care about much. Mexico, they can't even figure out how to build a vehicle. So, you know, they ain't going to do a goddamn thing. They're all trying to come over here and take jobs. So they ain't going to do a fucking thing. They're lazy. And then France and Germany, it's weird that they didn't do anything. Like, didn't say anything, nothing. And Russia goes and attacks. Well, what the fuck is going on? Why is Russia the only one attacking them? Well, I think I heard something like Japan was going to start, like, backing them or something like that. Or maybe it was China, one of the two. One of those two was going to start backing
Russia
on the attack. Yeah, well, on the attack on ISIS. I was reading, I seen it somewhere while I was scanning through Facebook, and I'd read something like that. I might be wrong. I might be wrong. Nobody questioned me. I might be wrong. But I think I seen something like that. I'm like, why is nobody else worried about this? Why ain't France worried? You know, the UK worried. Why ain't Germany? Why is nobody worried except for Russia and the US? What the fuck is going on there? Well, no. See, either Japan or China, one of the two, are going to step in and back Russia on the fight against ISIS. But I think that's what I read. I'm pretty sure that's what I read when I was skimming through. But hey, don't quote me on it, but I'm sure that's what I read. But I don't know what the fuck is going on with that shit. What do you think?
I don't know, man. It's going to be World War III. I think shit's about to get fucked up.
You're a fucking idiot.
You don't think so?
Well, it could be. No, I think, well, I don't know. It's weird. This last fucking year and a half, Obama's just been fucking raging shit and not doing anything and just causing more and more shit. But not doing anything but just stirring the pot of shit. Seems like this last year, year and a half, he's just stirring a pot of shit. Kind of like trying to make everybody fight everybody, and then I don't know. I don't know what. You kind of understand what I'm saying. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but I don't know. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know. Like he's just stirring pots.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or why? Like, he hasn't really. Why are we even calling him Barack Obama? His name is Barry. His real name is Barry. Barry, I forgot what his last name was. His name is fucking Barry. Everybody knows that. If you don't know it, go and fucking look it up. Do your research. He's been around for a long fucking time. His name is Barry. So say, let's call him President Barry.
President Barry.
Look it up. If you guys don't fucking believe me, look it up. You guys can call in and tell me how wrong I am if you prove otherwise, but you won't prove otherwise. His name is Barry. Barry something. I forget his last name.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I can't remember what his last name was, but his first name is Barry. He was involved in Operation Moonjump and his time travel project that was done in the early 80s, late 70s. He was involved in that. He's been around government activity since he was a child. So, of course, you know, they pick the next leader, dark government. He's been around, into it. You can find photos of him when he was a teenager, like, in all these places he shouldn't have been by his background, supposedly. Why are there all this evidence? And why are there people that know you that call into our bell and shit, guess that we're part of all these time travel experiments? That, yeah, his name is Barry, and then all this shit comes out, his name is Barry. Coincidence? I think not.
No. I don't think so.
I think not. It's not a coincidence. The guy that was on our bell that was part of the time travel experiment. That Brock, well, Barry, a.k.a. Barry, was part of. And he said his name, 8 years ago. Well, I guess almost 10, almost 8 years ago, I guess. Said his name, yeah, Brock, yeah. His name is Barry. He was part of the project.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, he's been around forever. If you guys can look it up, Google it. Go ahead and Google it. Google Barry. Go ahead and Google Moonwalk. Go ahead and look into all this fucking time travel shit that the government's fucked with. Obama's directly involved with it since he was a child. They sent him all over the place along with other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Look into it, people. Don't be stupid. Don't keep the shades over your fucking eyes with what the government's doing. Open the fucking shades and fucking look at the sun. Look at what they're fucking doing. I'm not kidding. Do some research.
Yeah, the government, it's fucked
up. Give it 40 minutes. Give it 40 minutes. Everything I just said is true. Everything I just said. Give it 40 minutes of research. You're like, holy shit. This is insane.
And if you don't believe Justin, call and tell him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Call in live. Right now, call in. 646-564-9946. Call in live. And we'll talk about this a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad Russia's finally, you know, somebody's got the balls to do something about it. It was cool.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
On the news, it was cool showing these fucking fighter jets flying over, just shooting the missiles off, blowing shit up. I was like, oh, fuck. I was just probably shitting their pants now. Fuck, we're a fucking tiny-ass little bitch-ass group that's funded by Obama and by the U.S. that we get enough fundings, but not enough to fight a fucking country. We got enough to take these little areas over, but we can't fight a big country like that. These motherfuckers got planes. We don't got planes.
Yeah. Especially
I think China
blew
up
in
the night. Yeah, they're talking about that. One of them I read, yeah. Hey, oh, fuck, dude. They're going to bomb the shit out of them. Which I feel bad for the, you know, the innocent people on the ground. I feel bad, but hey.
Sure, of course.
What needs to be done needs to be done. You know, if they came over here and decided to do shit to us or to another country, they don't care about innocent people. It's a different situation.
Exactly.
Complete. We don't got utter chaos running around here in the United States, you know, with basically a big gang like they got over there, you know, running amok upon our streets. I mean, you got to deal with it the way you got to deal with it. That's best for the world, I guess. And Putin's a man.
Yeah.
Dude, if I seen him, I'd shake his hand and be like, good. If somebody has the fucking balls to do something about these motherfuckers. Thanks. I think the world saves you, or thanks you, you know, for saving shit. Do you guys get pissed off? Well, why? Because there went a bunch of money that we funded to them.
So look, U.S. could have stopped ISIS at the beginning. We were already over there. They were a fucking small-ass group with nothing. We could have fucking wiped all of them out easy, like nothing. But no, instead all of a sudden they get all these fucking guns and all this funding and shit from where? Where the fuck did they get all this stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
They
where
got a fucking magic carpet and a genie?
And
I don't think so.
Yeah, you got a fucking magic carpet and a genie. You found that over there in the sand?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Fucking Aladdin?
No, you know where they got it from. They got the funding from us, motherfuckers. I mean, they're over there driving brand new vehicles and shit with fucking state-of-the-art weaponry that we use here in the United States in our army that a lot of other armies don't use. Well, where did that come from? Kind of weird, ain't it? And you hear Obama every fucking week, we're going to fix ISIL, we're going to take care of it, we're going to do what we got to do. But have you seen him do anything? No. He just talks out his ass because why? We funded them. We're giving them all their shit that they're causing all this terror and all this bullshit. And the media is hyping it up like, oh, whoa. Can't do anything. We can't. They're unstoppable. We haven't tried. And Obama keeps sitting there, we're gonna. Well, how many times we're gonna until somebody's got to step up and be like, okay, we got to put a stop to these fucks. Thank you, Putin. You're a fucking man. You got a fucking pair, dude. Obama, he's got a fucking mangina. He's probably sitting there sucking fucking, what's his fucking wife's name? Fuck, Michelle's fucking cock right now. She's probably got the fucking penis. He's got a pussy sitting there fucking sucking it, rubbing his penis. Or rubbing his pussy. Sucking her cock. Man, you're a piece of shit. Oh, I can't wait till he's out of there.
Trump! One more year. Fucking done.
One more year.
Maybe this country will be good again.
This ass clown is causing so much shit, I think the next person is going to be so fuck taken over. I mean, it was almost as bad as taking over after Bush, but you gave it to another asshole that's been around the government for 30 years.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Experimental shit. He's already prepared for the spot. He'd been prepped for the spot since the mid-80s. He'd been getting prepped. Time travels, going forward, going backwards, going forward, going backwards. He did it. Guarantee you tie him up in a fucking room and fucking torture his ass, you could probably get it all out of his bitch ass. You could tell he's a fucking bitch. He's a fucking puppet.
Yeah. Most presidents are. Their face.
Remember the last 007 movies where he fucking puts him in that chair with his nutsack hanging and he just beats him in the nuts with the rope? Let's do that to Barry.
Man.
Put President Barry in that fucking seat and just start whacking away on his fucking monkey nuts. And make him start fucking talking about his time travel experiments with the government since he was, I think, 12 or 13, I believe. Like, come on.
Man,
you know?
The truth.
I don't know. I don't know.
You mean him and his mangina?
Yeah, hit him in his mangina.
Balls.
Yeah, Michelle's got the balls. Well, the government's got his balls, actually. Tied up and fucking thrown in a jar with a bomb over it. And he's just waiting to get those testes back. He's been waiting since he was 12 to get those testes back. Believe me.
He's like, one more year.
People, if you don't believe me, go research it. Look into it. His original name was Barry. It was the U.S. government doing time travel experiments. There's so many people that came out from that, from those different... I can fucking dig you guys a fucking ton of light. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow, Dusty. I'll get all the shit together from the time travel shit from where Barry was, and I'll prove it to you guys. You guys don't believe me? I'll get it all together. Sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
I'll get the information. Take me like 10 minutes to cover it. Barry Obama. Well, it's his name ain't really Obama. It's not even his name. That's his AKA name. Since the 80s, once they started prepping him to be president. Just like the Bushes. They were prepped to be presidents.
Look how bad they fucked shit up.
Just like Obama is. Look, fucking George Bush was inside of a fucking classroom reading to a bunch of fucking... students, there's videos of it on YouTube. Reading the students, and the Secret Service agent comes over and says the World Trade Center has been hit. He sits there all nonchalant.
He didn't
like
give a
I expected
fuck.
It. Nope, he stayed there for another hour and a half.
Yep, didn't give a fuck.
Air Force didn't show up. As soon as the plane goes stray, they're supposed to show up and shoot that fucker out of the ground. I mean, out of the air, onto the ground. What the fuck is going on? That shows you right there that shit was planned.
Yeah, there's too much shit.
That's why he wasn't sweating. He was like, well, here we go. In a couple hours, let's give a press conference. You know, all this was arranged. We knew it was going to happen. I mean, they knew. They fucking planned it. It's bullshit, dude. Our government's fucked up. If you guys agree, call in. 646-564-9946. Anybody that's been maybe in government, call in. I mean, call in. We can discuss all this or whatever else you guys want to talk about. I don't give a shit.
The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was. And they fired up doobies one by one. ain't gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
That sounds fucking always awesome, man.
That's funny. I started laughing. So what do you got for us? I think of that one.
I know. Yeah, I started thinking about it, dude, but the full fucking version. So what are you going to do tonight, man?
I don't know. Not too much.
Not too much, huh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Just put on the porno and run around your house naked, just jacking off everywhere. Looking for your rubber peckers.
Yeah, that's how I usually spend Wednesday nights.
There's one day, literally. I'm humping everything in here. I'm just fucking with you. Don't cry, all right?
Yeah. No, then I usually stand in front of my window with the blinds open for a few minutes. Admire the sky and stuff. Stand there naked.
Admire the sky.
Neighbors. Yeah, neighbors don't seem to mind.
I see your camel toes, your biscuits, your beavage. I see your cooter cleavage, your monkey, your muffin. You ain't having nothing. Your Gucci, your flapper, you're showing off your snapper.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was sent in from one of your neighbors.
Oh, which one? Kill that motherfucker.
I don't know. One of your neighbors. Oh, I don't know. Here I got a call from a sergeant.
Do you suck dick? Sir, no, sir! Are you a penis fucker? Sir, no, sir! I'll bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
Oh, fuck.
That's after you found about your little window problem.
Yeah.
Call in, guys. We're about ready to go to a break here. Call in. 646-564-9946. Call in live. Talk to us about anything, whatever you guys want. I don't give a shit. We got more coming in after the break.
I want my phone call.
What do you want?
I just want my phone call.
So call in, guys. Get your phone call in. We're going to take a quick break here for a couple minutes. We'll be back on the Swanson Show here with Justin and Dusty. Live, call in. We'll be back.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ooh, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling, das Ding da unten nennt man ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Here's some of the things I'm gonna rub all over y'all body. Got a fire with the back, y'all. Really old pickles, some chutney. Boil in the bag rice, that's nice. A Cornish pasty. Dipping cushioned, that's really nasty. And to finish off this sexual marinade, here's some marmalade, my dear old mama me. Girl, you just reminded me, I need to give my mama.
With a highly lighty lighty and a highly lighty lay, we work and we make cigarettes all highly lighty day. So folks can get a breaky from their stressful lighty lives and relax with the cigarettes we make all day and night.
I like to have a cigarette every now and then. It makes me feel calmer when the day is at an end. And if it gives me cancer when I'm 80, I don't care. Who the hell wants to be 90 anyway?
Yeah. He wants a tiny, tiny winky.
Winky.
Doesn't want to be your friend.
No, no.
Cause his winky's so small, you won't like him at all. His winky will make you feel sick.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, talking sick.
His winky's so small, you won't like him at all. Cause he's got a fucking tiny dick. Tiny fucking winky, a really fucking small one. You won't like him at all.
Your camel toe, your biscuits, your beavage, I see your pooter cleavage, your monkey, your muffin, you ain't had it nothing, your Gucci, your flapper, you're showing off your snapper, your camel toe, it looks alright, baby let it show, looks like a big taco, I see your camel toe.
All right, guys, we're back after the break here. Calling live. I don't know. You guys know the digits. You guys fucking look at it on the fucking page. Fucking, I'm sick of giving it out. It doesn't look fucking good. I don't look. Fuckers never call in.
Son of a bitch.
No, but we get a lot of fucking archive listens, so. I mean, but I don't understand. Tune in. Motherfuckers, turn in live. If you guys are listening after the show, it does no fucking good. Listen live so you guys call in. I mean, make the show fucking funnier. I mean, we fuck around with the best of anybody. Come on. Give us your best shot, motherfuckers.
Man, we'll pick up on you. We're not like other talk shows. We're not going to just go on and leave you on hold. We'll fucking talk to you.
Yeah, sit there and rant. Yeah, we'll pick up. Come on, give us a call. Fine, I'll give you guys a fucking number, you lazy sons of bitches. 646-564-9946, motherfuckers. Call in. Oh, not much longer, dude. Eight more days now till the Avs start their season. When's the Red Wings start? Fucking Red Wings fan, you're a piece of shit. But when do they start?
I don't know. I want to say it's the 9th.
The 9th?
I think it's the 9th or the 10th is their first regular season.
Oh, well, I'm counting down the days.
Well, yeah, the 9th or the 10th of October, so that's like 9, 10 days from now.
Oh, okay, so you got a couple more days in the Avs, too.
I think.
Yeah,
I'm not 100%
days.
On that.
So 9 or 10 days probably. They start in 8 days. Some teams start in 7. So it just depends.
I think they start on their first games either the 9th or the 10th.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Hockey season, motherfucker. It's time. Can't wait till fucking Avs and the Wings play, dude, so Avalanche can beat your guys' ass.
Shit. You guys only win when we're in Detroit. Not Detroit,
I don't know how you guys always come to Colorado and you guys come here and you guys beat our ass, but we go to Detroit and we beat your ass. I don't get it.
Man, we need to go to the outdoor game.
Oh, we're going to go, man. We're going to go. We got you to. Man,
oh, fuck yeah.
Red Wings outdoor? Fuck. Here in Colorado? Shit, that's going to be badass, man.
I think that's
what, start beating
February.
The shit out of each other. Yeah, I believe it's in February sometime. Yeah, I believe so. What are you doing over there? Quiet as fuck.
Sorry.
Better not be over there watching gay porn. Yeah?
I'm watching gay porn. How did you know?
I just figured you out, buddy.
You there! Who the fuck are you?
I'm an art alert, sir!
Why the fuck are you here, cadet?
To contribute to mankind's victory, sir!
That's bullshit! Look at you! I know you play with dolls!
Well, yes, but only for role-played revenge fantasies!
Shut up, fucknugget! Tan Hunt!
That's when Dusty went to go see the Sarge today. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I can't wait, man. Hockey season. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got some other great.
Yeah, Avs are doing good in preseason, too.
Oh, I meant, like, in the game tonight. They're winning 5-1 right now.
Oh, are they? Preseason still? Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're doing good. So are the Avs, man. The Avs are doing good. I don't think they've been beat yet. I don't think. I think every post I see every few days to win. So hopefully Coach Wall's got them all ready. I don't know. They better do fucking good because they've been shit.
Be like last year. Seasons. They'd kick ass at the beginning of the season and they'd just quit trying.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happens. Like the fucking, they come out and they like beat everybody's ass and everybody like talks about them and shit. Like, oh fuck, the Avs are the team to beat. Blah blah blah. For the first few months and then right around Christmas time, they kind of just kick the bucket and then they start fucking losing like mad. Then every once in a while they'll pull one off in overtime or a shootout, they'll pull one off or something. What the, you guys were fucking, everybody feared you guys at the beginning of the season. And then what happened? And Jet Burner shut
off?
Too
much pressure.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. And they didn't really, last year they didn't lose anybody really like real major. Not for a whole lot of time anyway. I mean, not enough to affect them for half the fucking season. They just started fucking lose. So what the hell's going on? But a lot of those games, though, they've dragged them into overtime and they lose overtime.
That's their problem.
Get it done in the fucking game. Don't get it, don't rely on overtime. It's like they were laying back just waiting. Oh, well, we got overtime. No, you don't got overtime. You get it done in regulation. Me and you were both hockey players. You get it done in regulation. Overtime. Well, we were always told overtime is not an option. You get it done in the game, and that's it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I see Detroit had the same problem last year, too. There was always overtime, and they barely got into fucking playoffs last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, didn't make it, but I knew that the Red Wings, they were the same way. They started out strong, and then they just, like, crapped in the bed. And, well, but they had a lot of bad injuries, so.
Yeah,
well,
they lost
injuries. Yeah, they lost.
Dasuk was out for
while. Dasuk was out. Who else was out?
Holmstrom
was
out for
a
while.
Holmstrom was out for
a
while.
I can't remember.
Yeah, you guys had quite, I mean, your team had
like
quite
big
a few
players.
Yeah, big guys that made
like,
scoring
Dasuk
guys out.
Fucking made scorer or main assister, you know, and he fucking helped the team every game, and he was out for, like, I think, like a month or two.
Yeah, he was gone for a while. I remember that. Me and the Avalanche, we had injuries, but it was nobody real critical. I mean, we still had Duchesne, main scorer.
Yeah.
I mean, we had most of, I don't know what happened. They just lost the fucking field. Just at the end of the season, they're just like, oh, we're kicking everybody's ass. We just started laying down, you know, take it easy. Well, you can't do that. You have to keep going full board. Go. I hope this season turns out differently, man. I'm sick of seeing them fucking lose. I mean, I'm not going to ever stop being an Avalanche fan, for sure. I'll never will stop, but it's getting old. You know, for 4 years, they haven't made it to the playoffs. What the fuck? Was
Has it been that long?
Either 3 or 4 years. Yeah, it's 3 or 4 years. Since they made it in the playoffs. It's been a little while. I may be wrong on that. Might be two. Maybe it's two. I don't know. It's been a while. Because, well, I didn't have cable for a couple of years, so it's not like I could watch it anyway. I was getting the updates, so I'm trying to remember. The last year that I had cable, I don't even think that they were in the... Oh, no, they lost in the first round, I think. So that was 3 years ago. So for 2 years. 2 years I haven't been in the playoffs. 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure with 2 years. I'm trying to remember between the last time I had cable until now, I got cable again. And I didn't have cable for a couple of years, so I think it's 2 years. 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years.
And I think they lost, like, right away.
So I think it's
like
lost first season. As coach, they made it to the playoffs.
No, I think when I was, he's only been coached for 3 years now. This is the third season. So no, he's never. I don't think he's ever been to college yet. Before it was the other guy. I forgot what his name was. I might be wrong.
Well, there's your problem.
I might be wrong. I didn't have cable all the time, so I couldn't always watch the game. So I just get the score updates on text message for him on my phone. And most of the time, it'd be a disappointment. You know, like, fuck. Getting your ass.
No, yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be nice this year. I got cable so I can watch every game. I'm going to be busy every other night. So I don't know how often we're going to be able to do this show. Well, I guess we will. Because we start at 6 o'clock our time. And the game starts at 7 normally. So, yeah, I guess we'll be fun with the show.
No, yeah.
You know, we ought to make half the show like fucking hockey talk.
Yeah, we could do that. There's plenty of games to talk about.
Hockey season's coming. Yeah, we're both fucking hockey fanatics, man. We both play and shit. We should make like one portion of our show like fucking on to like hockey shit. Talk about hockey. You guys come on and talk about it. Or at least do 15, 20 minutes worth just like hockey shit. It's starting, man.
Yeah.
8 days I got till the Avs start, so. I can't wait, man. I can't fucking wait. And shut up, some of these fucking football fucking retards. Fucking hate football.
You got a while, man. They're only 3 games in.
How did it become so big within like fucking 50 years? But it's only big here. That's a stupid thing. Like, it's in nowhere else has any desire to play that stupid sport. I don't have no desire to watch it nor play it. To me, it's retarded. It looks kind of gay to me. You know, everybody's wearing tights. I mean, you fall on each other's asshole face first and shit, or fall with your nuts into their ass and shit. Or, I mean, it's just, it's a big gay orgy to me, it looks like. I don't know, it's a big fucking mess.
Nah,
football's fucking dumb.
Nah.
I mean, put half those motherfuckers, give them some fucking hockey equipment, throw them out on the fucking ice and let them try and play 10 minutes. 10 minutes, they'll start crying. I'm hurt. Yeah. And they'll have to come out there to stretch or unlike a real hockey player, just get up and get himself, you know, get himself out of there. I rarely seen people be drug out by a gurney. Because fucking hockey players are fucking strong. Football players are fucking pussies.
Most of them
are. They start crying. I need a gurney. I pulled a fucking muscle bad. Put him on a gurney and carry him out. You bitch waffle. Hockey players get their fucking faces bashed open. Then I get fucked up. Go to the bench for 10 minutes, get stitched up right there, and go back. Within 15 minutes, back on the ice with blood all over your jersey. And skating around, be like, hey, there's some of my blood on the ice.
Yeah, I'll admit that. Hockey players are way tougher than football players.
Fuck
football
yeah.
Players, a lot of
football
them are
player couldn't
bitches.
Stand 5 minutes, or couldn't even stand a line. Okay, a line will run about 2 minutes, about 170 seconds or so. They couldn't even. I don't even give them a minute. One smash into the board, they'll fucking fall down and cry. Or one time getting hit in the face with the puck, they'd be done. They'd be laying there on the ground. Give me a stretcher. Get me out of here, niggas. Shit, man. Motherfucking. Get me out of here. This motherfucker's crazy, man. I mean, he's fucking over. It doesn't matter who it was. I mean, sorry, that's kind of stereotyping, but I mean, that's what most of them are. But, I mean, Manning put him in there. Don't cross my stupid ass. I don't know what to do. I can't move. I can't get up on the ice. Carry me out on the stretcher. I'm missing some teeth. Now I talk even worse like a retard.
Oh, fuck.
Just beat his ass up like in 2 seconds. Probably take like a minute and a half for his fucking... No, I wouldn't even give Peyton Manning a minute on the ice. One hit, and he'd be like, I'm retarded. Papa John's, where are you? Papa. Where's Papa?
He's on call, Papa John's.
Yeah. Where's Papa? Sorry, guys. Man, every time I see that guy, I'm like, you're fucking retarded, dude. He's a fucking retard throwing a ball. No offense to retard people, but he is. You look at him and listen to him like he's retarded. Yeah, be retarded. Me throw a ball. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? What the hell? Put him on the
I want to change the subject for one quick second.
He wouldn't survive 5 seconds. It'd be like putting an autistic kid out there. He's basically autistic.
Yeah.
He gets hit once. He goes, dang, what happened to me? What happened? I don't know what happened. He's getting up. I don't know why it's so flickery and tiny where I'm standing, but it is. Where's Papa John? I got two free pieces. I'll throw a ball. Where's the ball? Throw a ball. I'll throw the ball.
No
give
ball.
Ball. Give
no
me the ball. Ball. I'll throw the ball. I'll throw the ball real quick. He's like a retarded dog. I'll throw the ball. Just like it to be. I'm retarded. Where's Papa? Where's Papa John?
Papa John.
Did you know that Papa John got his Camaro stolen a couple of weeks ago? I fucking forgot about that. I was going to mention it. Maybe
really?
I didn't mention it on the show, maybe not, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, you know that gold and black Camaro? It's like 78, 79 Camaro. That he has on his commercial sometimes. Yeah, that thing got stolen from him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was offering like a reward and shit, like, I seen her, like, all over fucking the news and shit like that. This Camaro guy. So I don't know if he ever got it back, but there was a personal reward out that he put, like, he would give you, like, a lifetime supply of free pizza, a $30,000 reward or something, $50,000 reward it might have been, something like that, and a lifetime of free Papa John's pizza.
Fuck, I wish I could have found that. That would have been awesome.
Whoever found his car or something like that, yeah, he was offering like an outrageous... I might be wrong on that, but I remember seeing it and hearing about it. I was like, oh, shit, I wish I could find his car. I forgot what state it got stolen and wherever he's from. It was Ohio. Shit,
I'm sure.
I can't remember where it came from.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on Facebook. Yeah, I remember seeing that on Facebook that, yeah, it said Papa John's car's been stolen. He's given like a... I think it was like a $50,000 reward and like free pizza for life or something like that from Papa John's if you found his car. It's cool shit. And I don't remember what state it was in. It said the state and shit. It might have been like Ohio. I think it was Ohio or Iowa, one of the two. But, like,
that'd
oh,
be
shit.
Awesome to find that.
Yeah, Papa John pizza. It's not that impressive.
That's not that great,
brothers,
but shit. That's free pizza,
free,
man. You
yeah,
get
forever.
Free pizza.
As much as you want. He can give you as much as you want, so it means you can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Free pizza for life, as much as you want.
To work,
man,
have a pizza party, everyone.
Shit. Yeah, every day, can't get 6 pizzas. God damn you. Hey, I found Papa's car.
Yeah, I found his car.
Fuck,
fuck you, make my pizza.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know. I'd never seen that any postings after that that somebody found it. But
no, I never.
I don't remember what. There was a car show that I watched where his car was on there. I mean, that thing was it was pretty beefed up. He had a lot of money tied up in that thing. So I remember seeing it on a car show about I would say about 4 or 5 years ago. Somebody, I think it was. A shop that built it for him, I think it was, or something like that, or I seen it on just a hot rod show. One of the two, I seen it, that Camaro on there, and yeah, it was not no joke. But yeah, somebody jacked it from me. It's like, well, you fucking flash your shit around on the fucking TV, dude. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? You know, somebody's like, hey, let's go get Papa John's fucking Camaro. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Let's go grab his Camaro. I know where it is. Let's go get it. Stupid. Don't show your personal shit. Never show your personal shit unless guarded. When you're somebody famous like that, stupid, you fucking flash it all over. Just like that guy, Diners, Drive-In Diners and Dives or whatever. He drives that Camaro like all over the fucking country. Watch, I doubt it. It probably gets put in a hauler.
Oh,
gets dropped off at the city, and he just drives it a couple blocks around, just, you know, taste the food. And then somebody stands outside and guards it because that Camaro is fucking nice. Some of the fucking ghettos he goes to, some of these restaurants, I'm like, I would not be leaving that 69 Camaro out there like that. And it's convertible. And he was top down. Hey, I'm at my next stop. I'm going to try to see what their ball meat soup tastes like. but yeah, I was going inside and check it out. Big fat ass motherfucker walks in. So I think, who the fuck is watching your Camaro out there? Your fat ass should be not worrying about food. You should be worried about your Camaro sitting out in the ghetto in the middle of Chicago.
Fuck yeah.
You stupid ass. Well, that goes to show you somebody's sitting out there watching. They're probably as soon as he gets out, somebody hops into it and drives it back into the car carrier.
You know,
as soon as he comes back out of the restaurant, they roll it back out. He jumps in like nothing happened. Hey, I'm on to my next place to where I get fatter on dining, divers, and dives. Gets in his Camaro, looks lowered on one side. takes off. Just stupid little glasses. You know that guy.
No,
I mean, that show was cool. I mean, I'm not cutting it down, but I mean, there's no way you're leaving. I mean, I've seen it here a couple times on episodes where it comes here to Denver and leaves his his Camaro downtown Denver.
Yeah,
with
on
the top
facts and shit.
I'm at a new place to try to plump my ass some more. Here in downtown Denver off of Colfax Avenue. What? And
people don't leave their Geo Metros on
Camaro.
Fucking downtown.
Yeah, you don't leave a fucking Geo Metro on that side of town. I've seen episodes where he came to Colorado, like, yeah, that's a good restaurant. But you don't leave even, shit, I wouldn't even want to leave my Cavalier over there for even just enough to go eat. And he gets out, I'm here to eat. He's like, got the top down. I'm going to go feed my fat ass on the middle of Colfax. There's hookers down the road. There's drug dealers up the other way. But I'm going to leave my Camaro with the top down, cherry condition, leave it there, and go stuff my fat ass on diners, drive-ins, and dives. So, dude, you got somebody that goes and fucking as soon as you get out of that fucking car. They get in that fucking car and throw it in the fucking hauler. It doesn't sit there while you're in the fucking, in there eating. You're full of shit, because that car would be gone. That car would be gone. Give it 2 minutes sitting out there as a thug, that would be gone. I mean, I've seen him in Denver, some bad parts of Denver. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, he's not leaving that car sitting unattended.
Yeah.
There's somebody throwing it somewhere, sitting in it or doing something with it, and then they bring it back when he's done stuffing his fat ass. Yeah, I tried like 50 plates at this place. Time to hop in my Camaro and try the next one. On diners, drive-ins, and dives. That show's cool. I mean, I always watch it, but I mean, it irritates me. I'm like, dude, I know you're not fucking leaving your Camaro like that.
Nah.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You're not leaving it sitting there like that.
You know, he pulls up to the restaurant and be like, all right, move this fucking car. I ain't leaving this shit out here. Fuck all this place. Look at this fucking neighborhood. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah. He goes in not being a douchebag. Because you look at him,
neighborhood.
You think in real life, man, he's like a douchebag. Then you see him on the show, he's all happy and shit. But that's because they're feeding his fat ass. He's a plumper.
Oh, yeah.
Porker.
I get a job like that, man. Get paid good money to eat.
Start eating the cones at work.
What the fuck?
Then technically you get paid to eat.
Very true.
Gold Frank, get some of the spray peanut butter and put it
in butter.
Or the cheddar and bacon.
Ugh.
Squirt that in there. Hey, who knows? I don't know. Clint eats it off his crackers. I don't know. The peanut butter.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Well, we get premium peanut butter. Actually, it's premium peanut butter that goes in there, but the thought of it is for a dog. I can't eat it.
Yeah, it's for a dog. You know. Nah, there's no way I could eat that.
But he says it just tastes just like peanut butter. It is peanut butter. I mean, it's good shit.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
it is. But
as far as what I've seen from our company, it's like a premium peanut butter that goes in there. It's real peanut butter. It doesn't hurt a dog. But, I mean, to squeeze a can of dog peanut butter onto your crap, I mean, it is peanut butter. It's not same as what you get in the jar, but I just have thought of it, man. It says Kong on it. It's for a dog. I'm like,
it shows a picture of a fucking dog on it.
It
says, give this to your dog. It's a great treat.
It goes inside the Kong.
It is.
The cheddar and bacon, you know, they get the cheddar and bacon flavor. Or, yeah, cheese. Whatever it is, the cheese flavor in there. I'm like, or if that actually tastes like an aerosol can of cheese.
That'd be pretty cool, man. Then I'd start jacking them. Like, hey, I get these for free. I'm taking these home.
Yeah, what about the cheddar one? But I don't know. I feed it to Max. He won't eat it. He's like, ugh. I smell.
Oh, fuck. If a dog's not going to eat it, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, but he'll eat cheese like a motherfucker, of course.
Yeah.
But you put that
he'll eat
cheese
cat turds.
Yeah, he'll get cat shit. He owns that shit.
But he won't eat.
So everybody's worried about getting a self-cleaning cat box. Just get a dog. Cleans it for you. So Max does, it goes in there, snack time.
Let me borrow Max for a couple days.
Rolls. I got some Tootsie Rolls in here. I'm just going to take care of these. Hey, well, Max, for a couple of days, clean out your cat box.
Oh, yeah.
He loves cat shit. Disgusting fuck. I get pissed off. I'm like, God damn it. Get out of the fucking cat box. All right, guys. Well, we're up and down to the end. We're down to 2 minutes, dude. It's over.
Oh, shit.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, looked at the time. I was like, oh, fuck. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow live. Hopefully, actually, I got some changes I think I might make. We'll see. We might be back on live. We probably will. I got some changes. Dusty, I'll talk to you about off the air, and we'll announce them on the air. Probably tomorrow. All
right.
Got some changes I want to make here. All right. Yeah, I guess.
Here, and turn
changes.
Your dick into
so
a vagina?
So call it tomorrow. No, that's what you already did. I seen the mess you got.
Oh, shit. Pictures weren't meant for you.
Son of a bitch. All right, guys. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. 646-564-9946. Colorado time is 6 o'clock. We start. New York time, you're at 8 o'clock. California, you would be at about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Four?
Not 4 or 5 o'clock.
Figure it out.
So call in live tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Swanson
Good
Show.
Night.
See you tomorrow.
Later, man.
Later.
Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. Peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it.
This has been a Swanson Brothers production.